pretty day outside. It's a pretty day in here. Today's Mother's Day. Thank God for mothers.
Amen.
I ask God to help me, to give me something from my heart. If you have your Bibles, turn to John chapter 19. Pray for Preacher Hyde. He sent me a text yesterday, and I sent it back, a text. I said, preach on, preacher, preach on. Hey, I thank God for him. I thank God we got a man of God that preaches the Word of God. Doesn't bend or bow to this world. I'm glad he'll stand and preach, and he don't care. I mean, he's not mean and hateful. He just preaches the Word of God. I've got to cut this mic on. I didn't forget. But I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. If you wasn't here, I mean, I preached to nobody before. I can do it, but, you know. Nope.
Keep saying it's awful.
All right, we're good to go now. Over in John chapter number 19, beginning with verse 25, it says, now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas and Mary Magdalene. Mary must have been a popular name back then. I mean, you get in a room, you don't find too many Dennises. Is anybody here named Dennis? That's where it's always been with me. But Mary's a popular name in the Bible. But then it says, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to his disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thankful of Calvary, the blood lamb, the goodness of God. I pray God just set a watch over my lips. Don't let me preach or teach anything that's contrary to the Word of God. Lord God, I pray God that we might look at mothers today and how mothers influence everything that happens in this world. I pray, oh God, that you would help us, Lord, to look at Jesus, how he died on the cross of Calvary, how he loved us so much. I pray, God, they want your lost, God, they might get saved, for it's everlasting too late, in Jesus' name. Mary witnessed, if you notice here, it says she stood at the feet, at the cross of Jesus. Can you imagine standing there? Or can you imagine looking and your child being beat with a whip and people spitting on your child, people pulling his beard out, and then they take your child and nail him up on the cross? Can you imagine that as a mother standing there? Oh, what a heartbreak it had to be. How much she had to be in pain, wailing and crying. I'm sure she just didn't stand there looking at him and think, oh, well. You know her heart was broken. You know how she was broken. I tell you what, most of the time, you mess with a little kid, you got to fight the mama. And that's the way this guy ought to be. You get into a hen's nest one time, little bitty bitties, and you see if that mama don't come after you. Oh, yeah. She don't care how big you are. That little banny hen, she'll be out on your head. Can you just think about how Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross and how he was suffering and dying for us? And he turned to John and told him to look after his mother. Jesus is on the cross bearing the weight of our sins, the whole world on his shoulders. Yet he seems to make sure that his mother is taken care of. That's the man side of him. And then the God side of him is dealing with all eternal matters. But as man, he's showing all of us today how important it is to take care of your mother. Some of us here today are fortunate that we have our mothers with us. And some of us don't have the mother. Or some of you don't have your father. You don't have either one. But I tell you what, You better cherish your time with your mother. I find out as old, my mother's 84, and I find out the older she gets, the more I cherish her, the more I love her, the more I want to do for her. I want to read a few things about mothers. It never ceases to astonish me. Things about your mother that mom teaches us. Moms teach us about foresight. She says, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. I've heard that so many times. I mean, when you're a kid, your mom's always telling you that. And then a mother teaches you about logic. If you fall out of a tree and break your neck, don't come crying to me. I mean, that's logic, you know. It just, mother teaches you about maturity. Eat your vegetables or you'll never grow up. I'm telling you, I've heard them things. You've heard them. Mother teaches you about religion. You better pray that that carpet comes clean. I'll tell you. And the mother teaches you about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. I tell you, I mean, you heard them things as a kid, and you probably told your kids them things. And then she teaches you about contradictions. She says, shut your mouth and eat your dinner. How in the world are you going to do that with your mouth? And then mothers teach you about contortionism, you know, where you can twist every word. She says, well, you look at that dirt on the back of your neck. And then a mother teaches you about perseverance. You're going to sit here until you eat that last piece of broccoli. Good thing if you like broccoli, anybody. Hey, just good thing. And then it teaches you about weather. It looks like a tornado swept through this room. How many times have you heard that? You go in there, stuff flung over, look like a tornado come through it. Your dad don't say that. Hey, he don't really care half the time. Mothers teach us all about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. Don't that sound like a mother? And one task of mothers has been, and is teaching, when we're young, very, very few, if any, hold as much influence over a child as his mother. Very few. Mothers. He looked down at his mother and he told John to take care of his mother. Look how many people don't take care of their mother. You cannot be willfully wrong with your mother and be right with God. You do your mother wrong, you can't be right with God. If your mother's still alive, regardless of her age, her or your age, you better love her. And I want to give you like seven ways to love your mother. I mean, I'll tell you what, in this life and time, people don't love their mother. People don't love, they love themselves. It's all about self. They don't look at the one who brought them into the world. They don't look at that. I want you to look at love her verbally. Love her. Don't go running your mouth and, for goodness sakes, don't never cuss your mama. Lost person cuss her mama. Oh, I tell you what. God help them. Love is a profoundly tender, passionate affection for another person. And I love my mother. And I tell her that. I tell her, men have a problem telling that they love somebody. They have a problem going up and saying, I love you, mama. They have a problem with going to her and just telling her that. Her husbands telling their wives. I've never had that problem. I've never had that problem. I got a good mama. And I'll tell you what, she's AB 84 in August. My dad died like 70, and it was a heartbreak when he died. God, I hope my mama don't die until the Lord comes and we all go out. I mean, I had been through that pain. Some of you have. You know what it is to lose your one mother, your friend, the one that loved you and took care of you. Jesus looked down and he said, take care of my mother. He said, take care of her. And then he went back to being God. And he touched something. But yet, how do we treat our mothers today? People put their mothers in rest homes. I know you can't take care of all of them. Some of them have problems. But some people take their mothers in rest homes because they don't want to be bothered with them. Some of them stick them somewhere in a nursing home. Don't want to be bothered with mother. Don't want to be bothered with the one who got up and took care of them. Don't want to be bothered when you got up in the middle of the night and thrown up all over the carpet. Right. Don't want to be bothered with the one who cleaned your mess up. People today, this world we're living in, they'd rather think more of a dog or a cat than they do a human being.
Right.
And they take and abort babies daily.
Yeah.
Hundreds of them, maybe thousands. Kill them. Because they don't care anymore. They don't care anymore. But he looked down and he said, take care of my mother. He said, take care of her. And I believe John took care of her. Mothers, wives, mothers, and children, even husbands need to be told that you love them. You need to say the word that you love them verbally. I love you. I love my wife. I do. I love my wife. A lot of times things don't go like it. We mean for it to go, but my love never stops for her. Jesus Christ, we don't go the way we should, but His love never stops for us. He loves you continually. He loved you enough to die on the cross of Calvary and shed every drop of blood that you might have eternity in heaven. And yet you reject Him. You don't come to Him. You don't accept Him as your Savior. You'd rather go out here and the Bible says you'll follow the devil. The lust of your father. So you go out and you live for the devil rather than living for God.
Right.
He said, take care of my mother. I mean, people today need to realize that. I tell you what, when I look down and it's my dad that was in the coffin, I didn't regret. I didn't look down and say, well, I wish I'd spent more time. You know, a lot of people look down at their mother and they lay across a coffin and cry and wail. Why? Because they're guilty in their mind. They didn't help their mother or father. They didn't help take care of them. And they treat them like dirt. Treat them like an old doormat and wipe their feet on them.
Yep.
You don't love your mother. Think what she went through for you. And then next, love her physical. I tell you what, when was the last time you gave her a big hug without her ever asking for it and give her a kiss on the cheek? I did yesterday. I'll tell my mama. I called her this morning before I come. I thank God I got a mother I can call, Brother Robert. A lot of you people don't have one. You can't call her because she's gone. I thank God I can go see her. I thank God I can tell her I love her. And she don't weigh about 98 pounds. And I hug her. And she told me the other day, she said, if you don't quit losing weight, my gosh, she's going to blow away with the wind. And she's worried about me. I went over up Justin. I went over there and I went to this was groceries for her, and she called me up, don't you get none. I like donut sticks. She said, don't get you no donut stick. I got you some pork chops cooked. Thank God. I got over there, she had some pork chops cooked, made me a baked potato. I tell you what, I said, where's your baked potato? She said, I just got you one. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a mother that loves me.
Yeah.
Mary loved Jesus. She loved Him and raised Him. He was raised as, even though He was God, He was raised by a mother. Physically love her, hug her, and tell her you love her. And she wrapped you in her womb for 9 months and took care of you. And you birthed in this world. She went through pain and agony to birth you in this world. And then she took care of you and she held you. And I look back, I see Sister Susan with that little boy, Nathan. I've seen him have flowers all over his face. And he'll reach up there and just kiss her. You think she pushed him away? No! She didn't push him away. She kissed him. He was giving her, she said, give me sugar. I remember this little boy right here. I used to hold him on my belly, a little beast. That'd be hard to do now. And I'd kiss him and hug him. Thank God all my grandkids, Matthew and Timmy, and then them little boys back there. I'd get in there and get to playing with Jacob. Boy, he wears me out. I can't keep up with him. I tell you what, you need to love your mother. What you going to do when she's gone? God, I hope that day don't come soon. God, that just breaks my heart to think about it. And my wife's mother, My wife tries to look after her. My wife takes her mother everywhere. Goes and do stuff for her. Takes her to get... My mama, I don't want to bother you, dear. I said, Mom, you don't bother me. She's not a bother, but she thinks she is. And I go get her groceries and get her things because she can't breathe good. She's on oxygen. It's not a bother to me. It's funny how you got two or three, four or five brothers and sisters, and only one are taught to take care of them. You better love your mother. Love her physically. And you little, she said, give me sugar, boy. You just pucker up and give her sugar. Now you just walk right by her and don't even tell her you love her. Don't even say nothing. You just go over there and don't even care about her. I can remember when I was a kid. I know now. I hear in the middle of the night them kids call out, Mama! Craig, I don't ever hear them call Daddy.
No, they don't.
I don't ever hear them call Daddy. They love their daddy, but their mama is, that's everything to them. I remember my kids were little, they called Mama! They didn't call me. Why? Because Mama was there. Mama took care of them. Mama looked after them. Mama love was always with them. Even though the mother, some of them work. And then they come home and they still have to take care of their kids and love them even though they're working. You better thank God in heaven if you're a man and your wife working and take care of you. You better thank God in heaven. My wife worked, and I tell you what, times when I couldn't work and I had operations on my back and I was out of work, she'd go to work. I tell you what, some lazy men don't do nothing to help their wife. They got a wife that works and they have to take care of them, but yet they sit around and don't lift a finger to help them. I tell you what, I'd cook my wife food and she'd come home. I'd have food on the table. I tell you what, I'd wash her clothes so fast when she took them off. I'd have them washed. She'd say, quit washing them so fast. Forget what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Why? Because I wanted to help. I'm not perfect. Not by a long way. I guarantee you I'm not perfect. But I tell you what, I've always tried to help my wife. Some men do. They just take it for granted. Take it for granted. She's always going to be there. Your mother's always going to be there. She's not going to always be there. She's not going to be there always. Sooner or later, she's going to go.
Yes.
You better thank God for your mother. You better love her physically. You say, well, I'll get her some flowers. I'll get her some candy. I'll tell you what, there's something about a touch. There's just something about that touch. Touch somebody on the hand, go to rest home, and you go in there, and them poor people were to, they, I don't know what the reason is, they're in there. But you just touch them on the hand and talk. They just smile, don't they? They just smile. He just blesses their heart. What do you think about your mom? Hey, I like for my wife to hug me. I like my kids. I like my, hey, when he hugged me like a big teddy bear, he just falls on him, Matthew. But I mean, I love them to death. It's just something about that feel and that hug that you give them.
Amen.
And Jesus looked down because he seen his mother, the one who took care of him and raised him up, the one who loved him as a mother to a child. Even though he was God. Love him physically. Better love her patiently. Patiently. Mothers have an incredible job with no pay. My gosh, you're taking, look at all a mother does when she takes care of the kid. She takes care of them and looks after them. And I tell you what, she's always looking for their good and trying to take care of them. She potty trains them and teaches them and blows their nose with a toilet paper. And then she'll take it and do all these things for her. And then you ain't got no patience for her. You're not patient with your mother. You're not patient with them. Yet look at the times you failed, the times you did wrong, and they was patient with you, and they looked after you and loved you. I was reading, when I was studying about this man. He went, this man went, he was going over after the Pearl Harbor, the attack on Pearl Harbor. He joined the army, and he was going overseas, and he found the Philippines, and he met this woman, and he married her, and they was married all these years. And the one, he never could tell her he loved her. What is so hard? But he couldn't tell her he loved her. He said, me too, or you know it, or something. Couldn't say he loved her. Well, she died. And he said, he tells her ashes 4 and 5 times a day that he loves her. It's too late. It's too late when they're gone. It's too late when they're not there no more. You better tell them now. Children today are rebellious. They don't listen to what mother tells them. They don't listen. And they go out and get in all kind of trouble. End up in jail. When a poor old mama sat at home, some mamas prayed for them and begged God to help them. And then the kids were rebellious and kept going on until they got in trouble and ended up in jail. Kids today, they got it easy. Kids today don't know what it is. They have to go out in the fields and work. They don't know what it is to have to go out there and, thank you, buddy. They don't know what it is to go out there and, working all day. And I go with my mother's and she tells me about going out and picking cotton. My wife done a little bit of that when she was young. But my mama tell me how she'd go out and pick cotton and then put that cotton in a bag. And then she'd have to go up and cook the meal for her daddy, her and her sisters. And she'd have to do all this work and go to all this stuff was dependent on her. And she tells me this stuff over and over. I don't say, Mommy done told me that. She had patience with me. She took care of me and had patience.
Yeah.
Where's your patience with your mother? He said, oh, Ma, I done heard that. She tells you 100 more times you need to just take it in, listen to her, and just thank God for you got a mother. And then they got a problem. You know, they get older and they can't hear. And they every time you turn around, and they say, huh? Boy, I mean, my wife's mother, she's got a hearing aid, and a lot of times she don't even wear them, and she can't hear good. And she comes up our house, and Pat turns the TV wide open so she can hear it. And my wife don't look at her and say, Mama, that's too loud. She looks over and says, Mama, can you hear it? Can you hear it? She can't hear it, she turned a little louder. But then a lot of people, they want to criticize their mother. The one who always was there with them and for them, they criticize them. But Jesus looked down from the cross. He looked down from the cross. He said, take care of my mama. Take care of her. When was the last time you hugged your mother? Instead of fussing at her and complaining at her, and being impatient with her, and being outraged at her. I tell you what, when I was a child, never a time did I go to my drawer for my clothes and they wasn't there. Never a time did I go take a bath that they wasn't towels there clean. Never a time was my shirts all wadded up. It was always hung. Never a time. Oh, no, all mothers ain't like that. I realize that. But, buddy, there's some that are. Thank God I had one that was. One that loved me. Took care of me. Here's a letter that an 80-year-old woman wrote on her birthday. To all my children, I suppose my upcoming birthday has started my thoughts along these lines. This is a good time to tell you what I truly want to are things I can never get enough of. Yet they are free. I want intangibles. I would like for you to come and just sit with me. She's there all day by herself. My dad's gone. She's all day by herself. She just wants you to come sit with her. She wants you to be patient. Don't come in and just sit there fine. Get up and leave. Go sit down with her. Talk to her. Let her tell you her problem instead of you always whining to her. She's always listened to my problems. It's time you bear the rock and take the load on you and listen to her problem. Love her patiently because she's tender to your needs, to her the needs. She was tender to your needs. We can talk or we can be silent. I would just like for us to be together. Just like to be together. Get with your mother. Mother's like to be with her children. I need your patience when I don't hear. And when you say the first time, I know this is tiresome. It is always to be repeating. But sometimes I must ask you to repeat it. Don't holler at her, just repeat it. She gets slow and can't go no more. She says, please understand about my personal habits, my spill things. When I can't remember, when I forget where I took my medicine or not. Hey, I do that. I do that all the time. I think, did I take it? 80 years old, I don't think I'll ever make it that long. If the Lord don't come back, I don't think I'll make it that long. I just don't believe I will. You're blessed if you've got a mother or father living. Like Brother Robert there, 90 years old, you're blessed. And then love her attentively. Jesus loved his mama. He loved her. If he didn't love her, he wouldn't have cared about her. He wouldn't have told John to take care of her. Right. He wouldn't have made sure she was provided for. Right. Mothers, listen. As you pour out your heart, as if she's got a sympathetic ear. It always has. And even as an adult, you go to her and you tell your problems. I guarantee there's people here today wish they could go to their mother. Wish they could go to her, but she's gone. They loved their mother. And they looked at her while they could, but she went on. You got your mother here. How do you treat your mother? You say, but she's always complaining. Well, you did too. You always complain. I complain all the time. You know what? I talk complaining to her. She just listens. She just listens. She don't say, oh, shut up. I've heard that before. She just listens. In their older days, our parents had many fears and anxieties. They're by themselves if their husbands died. The husband's by himself if the wife died. And it's a different thing to them altogether. I know when my father-in-law died, my mother-in-law, she didn't stay all the time by herself. My wife went down there and stayed with her and spent the night with her. And she couldn't spend the night with us because it was a different thing in her life. Something changed in her life. Better have patience with her. You better love her. You better love her dearly. It's a document of men going to execution. It's going to put them to death. And they went there and talked to them. They talked to the men who was being put to death. And they talked to the mothers. And the mother said, well, he's a good boy. He's good. And a man interviewed him. He said, but he killed 37 people with an axe. And the mother said, well, he's got a good heart. Mothers love like Jesus loved. When God made a mother, when he made Eve, I bet you he put a lot into it. And he thought, now, she's got to take care of the husband because he's the helpmeet. And she's going to take care of the family. And she's going to do all these things. Just think, he had put all that, instilled it in a mother. Not only did he instill it in a mother as a human, even animals have got the same thing instilled in them. They don't run off and leave their babies. Humans do. They just throw them in the garbage. Don't want their babies. Leave them sitting on somebody's, or leave them out in the street. I don't think that'd be hard to do. People don't have hearts anymore. We live in that age when people, they don't have a heart anymore. And they'll die and go to hell. And hell will be a reality to them. And when they wake up in hell, burning forever and ever. The Lord died for you. He loves you so much. He gave God gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And love her gratefully. She needs a sincere thank you. Not just today, but generally, a genuine thank you from your heart. With tears in your eyes. And I called my mother up first thing this morning. I said, Mom, I just want you to know I love you. I love you. Some mothers long to hear that. Kids won't even call them today. They don't call them no days. Love your mother. Love her. Gratefully. Ephesians 1:15 says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and love unto the saints, he said, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I look at that toward my mama. I want to cease not. I don't want to quit praying for her. I don't want to quit calling her name out before God. She says she's saved. I pray God she is. And one day I'll see her in heaven. My dad said he was. And I heard him when he died. And I preached his funeral. I can look at him knowing that he's in heaven because of his profession. But I tell you, one day when your mother passes on, I'll be able to look down at her and look into her eyes. And I'll be able to say, Mom, I see you on the other side. If you're not saved and you're here and your mother was and went on to be with the Lord, you won't see her on the other side. You'll be going to hell. You say, oh, but God understands. Yeah, God understands. That's why He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary. So that you'd have a way of escape to get out of hell. It's through His blood. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. You can't pray to get there. You can't do none of that stuff. You can't pray long enough. I mean, you just finally got to fall down at yourself and realize you're lost and going to hell and cry out, Lord, help me. You say, well, I went down the Romans road. That ain't going to don't mean nothing if it's not in the heart. If it's not coming from the heart, I can show you all the scripture in the Bible, and I can tell you to read this, and I can say, well, you're saved. That's not so. Right. Preachers are damning souls in the hell everywhere because they're going along with all just say this and repeat after me. It don't work that way. It's easy to get saved. It's not hard. A little child can do it. But you sit here in church, and you hear the preacher preach, and the preacher tries to tell you, don't go to hell. Don't go to hell! Jesus said He died for you, but yet you'll walk out of these doors, and you're not saved, and you know you're not, and you'll die one day, and you'll go to hell!
Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. Love her gratefully. I tell you what, if you got a mother and a dad, and say you're married, you're young, and you got kids, you're living the best days of your life. Justin, you're living the best days of your life. Timothy, Daniel, all you young, you're living the best days of your life. You got your mother around and dad. And you got, if you're married and you got kids, them little kids, you better thank God for them. Thank God for them. Love her gratefully. And then love her generously. There's nothing too good for her. We can never repay her. You couldn't repay her. But you know what? We ought to die trying to pay her. Repay her. We ought to do. I tell you what, I go over there and I mow my mother's yard and I mow my mother-in-law's yard. And my mother, here's how she is. I'll be out there and I get stuck in a ditch where she comes out trying to help me. I think, well, how did she know that? She runs around the windows looking at me to make sure I'm all right. That's how the mother is. They're concerned about the child. Don't matter how old he is, how old she is, she still loves him. Mary looked up and No doubt, man, she was just tore out of the frame. Saw her son on the cross, dying for the sins of the world. And she had so much heartache, broken, crying. Oh, why did it have to happen to him? You better love her gratefully. She loves you. Then you better love her generously. Love her generously. And I said you can't repay her. And you ought to try, but you can't do it. She spent on herself. She didn't go out and just spend on herself all the time. My mother's a saver. She saves money. And I'm going to tell you something about mothers. You get a mother, and I know this, you look at a piece of pie and you see 10 people around the table and you say, well, how many pieces are they? And you say, well, the thing is, there's 9/10 there. And, but see, your mother will get up and walk and won't eat. She won't eat that pie if she sees the child want it. I've seen my wife many a times with the grandkids, she'll give it the food to them and let them have it before she would take it. Mothers do that. That's the instinct. To feed the young. To feed the children. Fathers just say, give me that chicken, boy. What's wrong with you? Take it and eat it. You know, not a mama. Mama's not like that. No, sir. Me and you like that, but mama didn't like that. Man. Give me that cheeseburger. Little Jacob, the other week, me and him and Zen was going down the road and I bought him a cheeseburger. Oh, he wanted a cheeseburger. Give it to him. We sit back there and held the thing. Wouldn't he? I said, well, give the thing to me. Then I get it. And he says, well, I'm a cheeseburger. So I cut it in half and give it back to him. He's a little bit of it. And he hides it in my car. And the other day, then Carol found it. I said, that little rascal, I could have ate that cheeseburger. And he hid it. That's kids how they are. But see, mothers understand that when fathers get aggravated, fathers don't have the patience. Don't have the patience like a mother. I said, love her generously. I tell you what, I remember when Tina, my oldest girl, was a little baby, and we was going down the road, and I think it was Tina, and my wife was taking a drink in the bottle, and he'd give her a drink, and she had, you know, a kid, he got to put the whole bottle in her mouth. I looked over there, and Pat had that drink. I said, Pat, I don't think you want to drink that. She said, why? I said, look in the bottom of it. It's full of food and all kind of stuff. And then she was drinking after. I thought, oh, Lord, not me. Well, I say, from then on, she quit drinking after them. My kids didn't drink after their kids. But mothers are like that. Mothers are like a mother bird goes out and gets that worm and chews it, and it comes back and puts it in the baby's mouth. I seen a robin doing that the other day. She was feeding that baby. You wouldn't stand by and let them kids go hungry. You'd do anything you could to feed them. Anything. Whatever it took, you'd feed them. Think how great God is. Think what our Lord and Savior is. He feeds a sparrow out underneath a tree. You take a cedar tree and it snows all around it, right underneath that cedar tree. There ain't no snow. The little birds go in there and they'll peck in the ground and they'll come up and they'll say, thank you, Jesus. And they'll peck in the ground and come up with a bite of a worm. Thank you, Jesus. Birds, God feeds them. How much more are we than the birds and the animals? Yes, sir. Jesus looked down at his mother. Take care of your mother. Take care of your mother. And then last of all, love her honorably. Honorably. Exodus 20:12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon this land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He give you a promise there. He give you long days on the earth if you honored your mother. You say, yeah, but she wasn't worth honoring. That ain't what he said. He didn't put nothing on it. He says, honor thy mother and thy father. Oh, she didn't do this, or she didn't do that. He said, honor them. Honor them. You'll go out and honor the football players and basketball players, and you'll honor these race car drivers, and you do all this stuff for them, but yet you won't turn a hand to do something for your mother or to you for your wife. You need to love her honorably. This is a binding. It's binding as long as your mother lives. You ain't just got to honor them when you live with them. It says honor them. Lord, help us. We never be too busy for Mom. If you could take time and great effort, if Jesus could take the time and the great effort to look down from the cross, and He could say to His mother and tell Him to take care of her, I think we should take care of our mothers and look after them. That's what God gave me, is just to speak from my heart. Without mothers, where would you be? I wrecked the GTO one night. I was 18 years old. I was drunk. I was going about 120. These people was after me. I went down a road, topped a hill, and there's a dead end. Road went right and left. I hit the brakes, tried to stop. The wheels blew out. The tires blew out. I slid sideways, hit a power line. The power lines fell everywhere. Sparks went everywhere. Trees, the power went off. I crawled out and went over and sat on the hill. And all I could say, the police officer come up and he said, boy, he said, what are you doing? I said, my mama's going to have a heart attack. I said, my mom is going to have a heart attack. He said, boy, what are you worrying about your mother for? He said, look at you. I broke my nose, cut my eye. I knowed how my mother was. My dad, I called him from up at the body shop where he towed my car in. My dad come up there and boy, he freaked out and I fell on the ground and started crying. I told my mama, she cried and she said, well, thank God. He said, you didn't get hurt bad. When that baby's in there crying and his temperature's 103, 104, and that mother gets it and holds it and takes and wipes his brow with a wet cloth and prays and asks God to help it and looks after it and takes care of it. Just think about Jesus, how He took care of us. All them days I could have got killed and things I'd done, Brother Danny. Jesus Christ took care of me, looked after me. I never went without food. I've never done without. God's always took care of me. Ask you today. You told your mother you loved her lately. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Brother Brent.